Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Good Success Moments. I'm your host, Carol Walker. I hope that you're being edified through these mini broadcasts. Know that God keeps his promises, and one of his promises is good success to all who are obedient to his word, as stated in Joshua 1 and 8. We're obedient as we learn more about God's word and apply that knowledge to our daily lives. This week's title is, Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Our focus scriptures are Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 35, which tell us who Jesus is. We'll briefly discuss these 10 verses. We see in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 30, an angel has been sent from God and has appeared to Mary in a city called Nazareth. The angel's name is Gabriel. Mary is a virgin and is highly favored by God. She is truly a blessed woman. In verses 31 through 35, the angel tells Mary that she will conceive a son and that she is to name the baby Jesus. She is also told that Jesus' kingdom is eternal and will not end like that of his earthly forefather, King David. Mary is engaged to a descendant of King David, whose name is Joseph, but she has never been intimate with Joseph. So initially, Mary can't comprehend how she'll conceive a child since she has never been intimate with a man. Remember from a previous episode that God is a sovereign spirit, and he shows us that point throughout this lesson. Gabriel further explains to Mary how the power of the Holy Spirit will overshadow her, making her to conceive. She's also told that the child will be the Son of God. So we now have the answer to our question, who is Jesus? Jesus is the Son of God. We further learn that Mary humbles herself by accepting the angel's message, which is an act of godly obedience. But be advised, godly obedience is not the same as obeying fleshly actions. The supernatural promise of God to Mary laid out in Luke 1 and also in an Old Testament scripture, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, was fulfilled in Luke chapter 2. Know that God keeps his promises, no matter how inconceivable or unbelievable they may seem. Believe that Jesus is still with us today. Believe that his kingdom is everlasting. Accept him into your life today and experience the promises of God. You can do this by stating a simple prayer that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that you want him to be a part of your life from this point on. That concludes this week's Good Success Moments broadcast. I have been your host, Carol. If you would like additional information on today's topic, send me an email to pastorcal875@gmail.com. Please put this week's topic, Who is Jesus, in the subject line. Till next time, take care and have a very Merry Christmas.